76. Gone away, girl. Milgram stood, feeling lost, remembering the sound of Fiona's Kawasaki fading to nothing at all. She'd gotten a message from Gareth and was gone, leaving her chicken and bacon sandwich uneaten on the table in the Vegas Cube, but not before she'd snapped a short length of transparent nylon line to tiny eye bolts, front and rear, on the paint-dazzled penguin. He'd helped her steer it through the door, and she'd anchored it atop Benny's huge red toolkit by placing a hammer on the fishing line. Then she'd quickly returned to the cube, where she'd given him the penguin's iPhone. "That little van I brought you here in," she said, "will be here shortly. Wait in the yard with the penguin. It'll fit in the back."
"Where are you going?"
"Don't know," zipping up her jacket.
"Am I going to the same place?"
"Depends on Gareth," she'd said. And for a moment, he'd imagined she might be about to kiss him. Maybe just on the cheek. But she hadn't. "Take care of yourself," she said.
"You too."
Then she was out the door, and gone. He'd carefully rewrapped her sandwich, tucking it into one of the huge side pockets of the nylon jacket, which he'd kept on. He'd give it to her if he saw her later. Then he noticed Mrs. Benny's black helmet on the table, and took it to mean he wouldn't be riding with Fiona tonight. He picked it up and sniffed the interior, hoping for hairspray, but couldn't find it now. He put his bag, with the air, over his shoulder, dialed the Italian umbrella down, and went out, closing the door behind him. If there was a way to lock it, he didn't know it. He went to Benny's toolbox, freed the penguin, and walked out into the yard, the line through his left fist, which he held upright, as though he were holding a subway strap.
"Going out?" asked Benny.
He held one of the fiberglass cowlings. Milgram had had no idea that he was there. How late did Benny work?
Or was he another cog now in Gareth's plan? "They're picking me up," said Milgram.
"Have a good one then," said Benny,
seemingly paying no attention to the penguin.
"I'll lock up."
Then the little Japanese minivan, with the curtains and the moonroof, pulled up, the driver's side window powering down. A Japanese mini-driver, looking about 15, in a crisp white shirt.
"I'll help you put that in the back," he said, with a British accent.
He cut the engine and got out.
"Where are we going?"
"Haven't been told yet, but we're in a bit of a hurry."